play ball.
This is the Locked On Reds podcast on a Tuesday. I'm your host, James Erpine. It is great to be with you on a Tuesday morning. It's about 8:30 as I record this on Twitter. At James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast, including LockedOnReds.com. Speaking of LockedOnReds.com, I wrote about Homer Bailey, his future. You should check that out. Also, a poll question on Twitter right now about Homer Bailey's future, and he's going to tie in to, well, what we're talking about today. It's great to be with you. The Reds take on the Pirates tonight. If you're new to the podcast, by the way, we do this every single weekday. It's your daily Reds fix. And I'm James Erpine. I work for ESPN 1530 and 700 WLW in Cincinnati, and basically try to give you a daily Reds fix to get you to and from work, or to and from or from work to home, or whatever you're doing. Just if you can't watch or listen to the Reds, this is a good way to catch up. Reds were off yesterday. Today, Matt Harvey on the mound. And that intrigues me for a lot of different reasons. And it's very interesting, for one, that it stands out, one, because it's his Great American Ballpark debut. This is the first time that you'll see Matt Harvey, the Dark Knight, as they call him, at Great American Ballpark. By the way, you're going to hear from Reds general manager Nick Kroll coming up in just a few minutes here on the Locked On Reds podcast. But I wanted to discuss the importance of tonight, because Matt Harvey, through two starts, has pitched eight innings, given up eight hits, three earned runs, seven strikeouts, has looked relatively decent so far, but he's only gone eight innings in two starts. And I wonder if tonight is the night where Matt Harvey gets the chance, the Dark Knight gets the chance to go six, to throw 80 pitches, to really stretch himself out and give a quality start, something that this team hasn't gotten recently from really any of its pitchers. Homer Bailey, we've talked about him, and I'll update you on the poll results here later in the podcast. He's struggling like crazy right now. Luis Castillo, relatively inconsistent. Sal Romano, last two starts, shows that at 24 years old, he's got something to learn. And that's fine. But the young pitchers, I know I said this multiple times on the podcast during spring training, it's a roller coaster ride. And it's going to be with this rotation. And so if there's going to be any kind of stability, it's almost like it needs to come from Matt Harvey. And that might be unfair, but who's it coming from? Luis Castillo, not right now. It's not coming from him. Maybe down the line, not right now. It's not coming from Sal Romano. Not coming from Tyler Mahle. Certainly not coming from Homer Bailey, even though Homer Bailey had a quality start more recently than Matt Harvey. Heck, he went seven innings, three runs, got the loss because they lost 3-2, but that was on April 15th. Matt Harvey hasn't had a quality start in a long time. In fact, let me look here. I have his stats in front of me. His last quality start. Well, he hasn't had one. Hasn't had one this year. So there you go. Was pretty good on April 3rd for the Mets. Went five innings and, gave up, didn't allow any runs. Struck out five in five innings. So there you go. Had threw 86 pitches. The most pitches he's thrown this year is 96. He threw 96 pitches in a six-inning outing back on April 19th. Threw 77 on against San Francisco last week. So that, to me, shows and gives them an idea. I bet you he gets in the 80 range tonight if he pitches well. And it's just so important, I think, for him, for the bullpen, for the organization, for Matt Harvey, not to rebuild his trade value. And it would be great, right? But be a placeholder. Be a guy that's good enough, that can be relied upon enough, not to change the Reds or save the Reds or earn a contract here with the Reds or earn boost his trade value so the Reds can trade him for something really, really good. No. None of that. Be a placeholder so Anthony DeSclafani can get healthy, so Brandon Finnegan can figure it out in the minors, so Robert Stevenson at some point can figure it out in the minors. That's what he needs to be. And I know that sounds like I'm being super safe with it, but that's it. That's my hope for Matt Harvey. I would love for all the other stuff, the trade value, or maybe him pitching so well that he gets a couple years with the Reds and he ends up being a really good pitcher and getting back to form. I don't plan on any of that. I don't expect any of that. But what I'm hoping for is for him to be a placeholder to get the ball and be able to hand the ball off to a guy like Robert Stevenson, to a guy like Brandon Finnegan, maybe Amir Garrett, to a young pitcher who the Reds need to find out about, and they don't deem as ready right now. DeSclafani, it sounds like, looks like he's going to take Homer Bailey's spot in the rotation. I would assume so. Maybe not, but that's what I would assume. So if that's the case, then Matt Harvey's going to get more time. Hopefully it gives them enough time to look at it and say, you know what? We can do this now. We can trade Harvey, or we can move on from Harvey, or we can put Harvey in the bullpen and bring up a guy like Finnegan to start. He's ready to go. Or bring up Robert Stevenson to start. And this could be in August. This could be in July if they trade him, et cetera. Who knows when? But that's the significance for me. Be a placeholder. Be good enough to where the Reds don't have to fire you. And I know it sounds simple. But I don't think it's as easy as, oh, yeah, he's going to do that. He's going to be able to pull that off. I'm not sure it is. By the way, I told you I'd update you on the poll question. What should the Reds do with Homer Bailey? 50% of you say put him in the bullpen. 35% say DFA him and pay him to leave. 15% say keep him in the rotation. You can vote right now. There's about 2 hours left in the poll at James Erpine. You can also email me, jamesurpine@espn1530.com. Reds General Manager Nick Kroll caught up with Lance McAllister on 700 WLW. I want you to hear part of their conversation, listen to part of it, because it's really interesting what he had to say with Bailey, with Finnegan, with DeSclafani. He didn't talk about Finnegan, but obviously Finnegan's in play. But he talked about Bailey's future. He talked about guys like Anthony DeSclafani and Michael Lorenzen coming off the DL. We'll get to that in just a second here on the Locked On Reds podcast. It may sound crazy. I don't have high expectations for Matt Harvey. I don't need him to be the savior. I don't need him to be Batman. All I want from Matt Harvey is to just be a dude that bides the Reds' time, gives them competent play so eventually they can turn the keys and hand the keys over to some of the young players. That's what I want. Is that crazy? My expectations for Matt Harvey are low. And basically, the biggest reason it's because he hasn't pitched more than six innings this year. He came in to the Reds with, and you probably know this, but it's all right. Let's look at it. His Mets season was dreadful. He came in with an earned run average of 7. He didn't have a win as a starter. He got moved to the bullpen. He was allowing opposing hitters to hit over 300 on him. Had given up 21 earned runs, 33 hits, and 27 innings. Not a lot of home runs, but that can't be the case. It can't be. Now, since then, his ERA's dropped down to 6.1. His strikeouts, it seems like, are going up. And I'm hopeful. I mean, that would be the word to describe Matt Harvey as of now. I'm hopeful after what I've seen that he can turn it around. But at the same time, we'll see. Right? We'll see. I just need him to be a placeholder. The trade value, all that stuff, it makes sense. And I love it, and I love the idea. Let's cross that bridge when we get there. Right now, let's see what he can do tonight against the Pirates. I do think it's critical, though. He needs to do it. The bullpen is going to be run ragged. It is only May. They're pitching four innings a night. The bullpen is going to be exhausted by July if they continue at this pace. But Matt Harvey on the mound tonight for the Reds, the first of a three-game series at against Pittsburgh in a Great American Ballpark here in Cincinnati. It's expected to rain. There's like a 50% chance of rain. Hopefully, they could still get the game in. Lance McAllister caught up with Reds general manager Nick Kroll. Nick was obviously named general manager a couple weeks back. Here's this is an excerpt of what Lance talked about with Nick, and it has to do with the pitching, the rotation, the bullpen, the young guys, Anthony DeSclafani and stuff. I thought this was worth your time. So you're going to hear Lance McAllister's voice, Nick Kroll's voice. It starts with Lance. This was yesterday on News Radio 700 WLW.
Nick, that bullpen continues to get a lot of work, most innings of any bullpen in baseball as of today. Are you worried about the innings you're not getting from your rotation right now?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think our rotation rotation has been better in the month of April. I think our ERA as a staff dropped almost a run from April to May. I think we're about a 4.3 ERA in May, which is great. But you know, guys like Castillo and Tyler Mahle, they've both improved. You know, Castillo's got a 2.7-2.8 ERA in his last four starts. Mally's got a 4 in his last five starts. So these guys are continuing to improve. You know, we've got three guys in our rotation right now that don't have a full year of service in the big league. So a lot of it is learning at the big league level. So, you know, it's easy to say, well, we need to get more innings. But, you know, these guys are learning. These guys are growing. And I feel they're getting better and better as they improve. You know, the bullpen, we got an 8-man staff. We do have more bullpen innings, but at the same time, I think that we've got some length in the bullpen. So, you know, some guys have pitched multiple innings at a time, so they're not pitching every day.
Nick, help looks like could be on the way. The news on Disco and Michael Lorenzen seems to be very encouraging.
Yeah, Michael pitched yesterday in Pensacola, and Anthony pitched the other night as well, and both pitched well. Michael should be back soon. And Anthony has probably a couple more starts in the minor leagues and before, on his rehab, and he should be looking back to the rotation very soon as well.
Something obviously would have to happen at that point, and I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, but Homer Bailey is clearly struggling. Is the plan at this moment to continue with him in the rotation?
I think we're going to just kind of wait and see what happens and go from there. I mean, I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, but you know, Homer's battled through some of his starts this year, but you know, he's really he's limited the damage in some of those starts as well. So I don't want to say we're going to do this, we're going to do that, because I think we're still evaluating and we're still evaluating what we're going to do when Disco comes back.
Nick, when last we heard, Nick Senzel was headed to Arizona to resume baseball activities, obviously a positive. Does the news continue to be encouraging on his front, and could he be back at Louisville soon?
Yeah, I don't have an exact timetable, he's gone back to Arizona, resuming baseball activities. That's first and foremost, you know, just making sure that he's healthy, that he's ready to play. Sure that he's as healthy as possible before we start him playing baseball again. So having him in baseball activities is definitely moving in a positive sign, positive direction.
Sure. Last thought, and you've been great with your time. I would be interested in your reaction to what Joey had to say last week about the organization.
Hey, you know, I think it's one of those things where we have struggled, and you know, we all get frustrated, but you know, we're on this together, and we're all trying to make this organization move in their positive direction.
That's Reds general manager Nick Kroll. He was on 700 WLW with Lance McAllister, and it's going to be interesting. What do they do with Bailey if DeSclafani comes up and is good to go, is healthy? It sounded like he said a couple more starts, so maybe something happens between now and then. You never know what's going to happen rotation-wise, what injuries are going to happen, how they perform. What if Matt Harvey gets his head kicked in two starts and Homer Bailey suddenly pitches better? Then it might be the other way. I don't think that's the case. I think they're going to try to make it work with Matt Harvey, but you never know. Things change quickly. Heck, Homer Bailey, there was a time when we thought, at least I thought, and I said this yesterday, Homer Bailey was going to rebuild his trade value. I thought there was a chance for that. After his first five starts this year, he looked pretty good, but certainly not the case. That will not be happening. That much I know. Look at me, guaranteeing that Homer Bailey won't be traded because, well, he's not useful right now. That's why you come here to the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. A lot to get to tomorrow. We'll recap today's game, tonight's game. We'll discuss the Dark Knights' performance and so much more. I wrote about Homer Bailey. Please check it out if you haven't, at LockedOnReds.com. It's worth your time there. Every podcast posted there. It's also posted on Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. Please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. And until next time, thank you so much for getting your daily Reds fix right here with the Locked On Reds podcast.